took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and good morning on this hump day. This is Wednesday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have live prayer, and I assign a task for today on each broadcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and this broadcast is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is part two of Do You Have a Champion's Mindset? And our scripture for today comes from Genesis 29, verses 15 through 28. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, my ministry, upcoming events, and everything else that's going on my ministry website, which is feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also hear prior broadcasts there if for any reason you missed the privilege of being able to call in with us live. And the call-in number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. 4180, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me live right now. Well, let's get ready and go to our word. We got some hot breakfast for you this morning. I am reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 15 through 28, and I am reading from the KJV. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, well, it's better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he, meaning Jacob, said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give thee the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. Now listen to this last verse and let this sink into your spirit. And Jacob did so. And Jacob did so. And Jacob did so. Yes. And fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are for the reading of his word this morning. On today, we are discussing part two of Do You Have a Champion's Mindset? And the focus of part two is set expectations. Set expectations. On yesterday, when I started this teaching on Do You Have a Champion's Mindset, we came from this same scripture, and I discussed the difference or explained the difference to you between a winner and a champion, wherein a champion is always a winner, but a winner may not necessarily be a champion. If you missed part one, it is available on my website. Go back and listen to it at feelthefire.com, and you can go to the morning motivation page to hear the archives. So now here we are today on part two, and I want to focus with you on another thing that a champion does, and that is to set expectations. When we read the first four verses of that scripture this morning, where we see Jacob coming to his kinsmen. Laban was not his biological brother, but his kinsman. And he's talking to Laban about working. Laban asked, well, what is it that I should pay you? What is the goal, in other words, that you will be working to accomplish? And Jacob replied, I will work for your daughter Leah. I will work for you to be able to marry your younger daughter, Rachel. So before Jacob ever began the work, he set the expectation of what it is that he wanted to accomplish. This is so important because daily in life, we encounter people and sometimes we ourselves fail to set any goals or any expectations of what we are working for. This does not just mean on your job. It means in our marriages. It means in our relationships with our friends, our other family members. It means financially. It means for our health, because you know you have to have a balance in life. It can't just be work. It also has to be about good health. It also has to be about recreation and joy, because laughter does the heart good like a medicine. But so many times we are just living life in a state of, well, whatever happens, it must be God's will. That's not even scriptural, because even the word tells us that faith without works is dead. In other words, if you have faith to accomplish a certain thing, there's a part you have to play. You have to put in some work to accomplish that. If you got married 10 years ago and you want to stay happily married for 10 more years, there's something you got to do to make that happy marriage come into being. What you did 10 years ago will not be enough to just keep the marriage happy. Why? Because as the 10, 20, 30, 40 years go by, you and your spouse are changing. Your views may be changing. You're developing. You're growing older. You may have children. You may not. You may have financial situations that occur. Life happens. So you must have goals. So one of the things that a champion does is to set expectations. You cannot just depend upon life to take care of you. Some of us, for example, may be nearing retirement. And if you look at your bank account now, you have no money or not enough money to take you through retirement through the end of your life. You're just going to have to depend on Social Security. Well, why work the best years of your life to only get to the golden years to have no money to do anything with? You can't go on a vacation. You can't bless your children. You can't bless your grandchildren. You can't keep up your home. You can't get a car if you want. You can't do anything because you didn't set goals. Well, maybe some of you have that taken care of. You have a great 401k, or maybe you have a pension. But what about your health? What about your personal life? Maybe you've been married 3-4 times already, and you have not taken the time to do any self-introspection, no evaluation of why you're not successful in relationships. You're just blaming it on the other person. That's not a champion's mindset. A champion will look and set the expectations, Because if the things are not working out the way that they should, the champion will either modify the goals or modify the methodology for reaching the goals. In other words, the champion understands that life is fluid. Things change. So a champion is always reevaluating what he or she planned from the outset to make sure that's still the goal. And if it is still the goal, to make sure that the avenue to reach it is still a viable one. And where that is no longer viable, a champion doesn't look upon that as failure and become depressed or give up and begin to sulk. Instead, a champion says, all right, I just need to change how I'm running the race. As a matter of fact, a champion will even memorialize the goals or write the goals down, because that's what the Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2, 1 and 4, Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K in the Old Testament. It tells us to write the vision. That's what the Lord said to Habakkuk. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. But you got to be willing to do what the Lord says. You must be willing to write the vision, to set the expectation. There are no extraordinary people that we know in life that were not champions, that did not have some goals. They even failed sometimes, but in the end result, they kept going. They stayed true to the expectations. I always tell people, at this point, we've had over 44 presidents of the United States, but most people cannot name more than 10 of them. You know why? Because even though the others had that same extraordinary platform, privilege, and opportunity, they did nothing with it to establish a legacy, to set the expectations of what they would accomplish in that platform. It is a sad thing in life to be given the best opportunities, the best platforms, the best educations, the best education, the best marriages, the best goals, the best talents, the best gifting from God, but to not set any expectations of what you will do with it, to only have lived your whole life, to come to almost the end and realize that you are no far off better really than you were at the beginning 20, 30, 40 years ago, because you didn't set any type of expectations for where you are going. You didn't set any goals. So we see here, Jacob said to Laban, this is the expectation for my work. I'm not willing to just come and work and fly by the seat of my pants for 7 years. No, I gotta know that I'm going to obtain something desirable at the end of this time period. So another thing that champions will do in setting the expectations is to also build in the fact that setbacks will occur. When we read that scripture, what we also saw is that although Jacob did what he was supposed to do to accomplish the goal that he set, Laban tricked him and actually gave him Leah, the first daughter, to marry first instead of Rachel. So Jacob had to readjust and work an additional 7 years. So this is part of a champion's mindset, that you realize that you must set expectations. Because even the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 3 that we are to endure hardness as a good soldier. In Luke 23 and 31, that if bad things happen to a green tree, then what will it do to a dry tree? And 2 Timothy 3 and 12, that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So it is part of setting the goals, part of writing the vision, part of setting expectations, part of making the plans to understand, internalize, and accept that setbacks will come. The last thing, because our time is running out, in relation to the mindset of a champion and setting goals, is that you must also have the ability to self-motivate. You must be willing to motivate your own self. There will not always be friends to encourage you. Family will not always believe in your goals nor your dreams. Some people will think that what you're trying to obtain is impossible. It is a pipe dream, in other words. So you must have the ability to have staying power, as the old folks used to say. Endurance, sustainability, because you realize that you didn't set that expectation for naught, but to reach the goal. And you have to become like David in the book of 1 Samuel in chapter 30, when he began to encourage himself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to pat yourself on the back. Sometimes you have to pray by yourself. Other times you may have to quote scriptures over your own life. You may have to fast alone. Sometimes you may have to walk alone for a day, a week, months, or years, whatever the season is. Why? Because you have a champion's mindset, not just a winner, but a champion's mindset that you will reach the ultimate goal and you will set the expectations. You will build in for the setbacks. You will encourage yourself because in the end, it will be worth it. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We got to wrap it up. Come on and begin to just praise the Lord. Thank him for this word. The lines are muted. No one else can hear you. Wherever you are, just begin to say, thank you, Jesus, right now. Just begin to thank the Lord for the vision, the goals, things that you've set, that you're about to get your house back in order. And if things are in order, you're going to make it even better because you have a champion's mindset. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we just could not thank you enough for your goodness, your blessings, your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness toward us. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us this morning, that you would bless every person listening to this broadcast live, and even those who will listen later, the fruit of their labor, Lord God, the fruit of their womb, the fruit of their household, and everything they set out to do today, that you will rain down divine, supernatural blessings over their lives. Now, Lord, help us to be a goal setter. Help us, Lord God, to have a champion's mindset, not just that of a winner, where it may only be transitory or temporal, but to have the mindset of a champion, a warrior, a fighter, an advocate, one of marked superiority of what we're supposed to be doing, not within our own flesh, but within your strength, God. Because we know that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. Help us to realize that sometimes in this journey called life, we will have to stand pro se. We'll have to represent ourselves, if you will. We will be standing before the jury of life all by ourselves, representing ourselves, arguing our own cases to reach the ultimate goal. But that's okay because we have a champion's mind. Now, Lord, you know the needs of every person listening to this broadcast. You not only know the needs, but you know the desires. You know the wants. You know the plans. Lord God, you also know the deficiencies, the errors. You know where we fall short. You know what our faults are, our flaws that impede us from reaching the expectations we've set. Lord, we ask you to strengthen us in those areas this morning. Bolster our faith. Bolster our strength. That we realize, Lord God, that when we put everything in your hands, when we are walking according to your calling, when the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, then we can delight in our way, understanding that your word is that light, it is that lamp that guides us. So then we stay focused on the prize and the high calling. We run forward, not looking backward, but instead with our eyes focused on the ultimate goal of living this life as a champion in every area of our lives on a sustained basis. It's in your name, Lord God, that we pray and come in agreement. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and thank the Lord because today chains have been broken over your life, your family, your friends. Come on and praise him. Because you are developing a champion's mindset. Hallelujah. Let me give you our announcement. Then I'll give you the task for today. Hallelujah. I'm just so full right now. I'm setting expectations. Hallelujah. I want to thank everyone who tuned in on Triple Threat Tuesday yesterday to that morning motivation broadcast. And then you got educated and got heard on my law office broadcast of You Be the Jury. If you missed it, please go to my law office website and you'll be able to hear it. It was dynamic. The law office website is callrossiwilliams.com. CallRawsiWilliams.com. Williams.com. Go to the outreach page and you'll be able to hear that broadcast. Additionally, I remind everyone that this broadcast that we're doing right now will be available on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please share it with someone today. As Christians, we are soul winners, but we also are encouragers of the brethren. So please tell someone else about the broadcast. They can go to feelthefire.com. on the morning motivation page, and they will be able to hear this broadcast. You can go on your desktop, your laptop, even your cell phone, and you'll be able to access this broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, our topic for this morning is part two of Do You Have a Champion's Mindset? Set expectations. Your task for today is to set expectations if you haven't. In other words, you should be able to have written down where you will be by the end of this year in five areas: that spiritually, relationally, which includes your family, professionally, financially, and then recreational and health-wise. If you don't know how to do that, as God instructed us in Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4, go to my website. I did that teaching last year during our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Go to day 20 of the countdown, which was in December. And I did a whole teaching on how to write out a goal plan or a vision plan for this year. So make sure you do that. Now, if you already have goals set, your task is to go back and review your goals or your plan to ensure that you are at this point right now, exactly where you should be to reach them. If you are not, you need to evaluate why not. That includes modifying the goals if necessary or modifying the methodology if needed. But you and I are going to be champions from henceforth and forevermore. I will see everyone in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Set your clocks. Invite someone else to call in live. The chains have been broken. You are a champion.